Hi, welcome to the Light Side Podcast. My name is Shola. I'm your host, and I'm so happy to have you here. Thank you for tuning in. In this episode, we're going to talk about why it's important to value our relationship with ourselves and why you want to invest and fill your cup first before you fill the cups of others. Well, before you share that with others, which will really happen a lot more naturally. So we're going to talk about the five love languages very briefly, very succinctly, just so that we're on the same page as to what I'm referring to when I give my spiel. Before I go into that, I want to share why I thought it was important to bring this conversation up. I think one of the biggest shifts of my adult existence has been giving myself the love that I so desperately craved. And I think we hear about self-love so much and it can feel a little vague, like, of course I love myself, or, you know, for some of us, it might be really hard to say those words. And honestly, I was one of those people. I had a really hard time. It took me a while to build that relationship with myself, and I'll explain why. I'll go into it. I had a really big aha moment when I was journaling and really reflecting on my life sometime last year, and I realized that I wasn't craving the love that I was craving from outside of me for the years prior, and it clicked as to why that was. And so that's why I want to share with you. I think this stuff is so valuable, it's so important that each of us give ourselves our love language so that we can share that love, so that our cup can overfill. Being born and raised in Iran for a part of my life, I think in the eastern part of the world more specifically, but I think in many cultures around the world, it's kind of considered to be arrogant or self-centered and selfish to say that you love yourself. And it almost implies that you're not being a good person, or that you're just self-centered, and it's not seen in good light, as if really loving yourself is associated with being unkind and destructive to others, as if you're taking from other people. So having that baseline perspective when it came to self-love, that it meant being selfish. And, you know, I've definitely shifted my perspective on even that word, like being selfish. It can be extremely positive because, you know, put your own mask on first. I think we've talked about this in other episodes. You know, just how, like, for so many people having been raised with the premise that money is evil, a lot of people also consider that loving yourself can, in a lot of cultures, be a bad thing. So, you know, I think first and foremost, it's important to shift that perspective, because what if loving yourself meant being kind and compassionate to yourself so much so that that same love and compassion pours out of you and allows you to give it to others unconditionally, because there's more where that came from. So it really is like shifting the perspective to think of it as being able to share the abundance that is your love freely, because you give yourself so much of it. From this vantage point, you're not approaching life and relationships and things from a place of lack, or in other words, neediness. Because a lot of times when we lack our own self-love, we can be so depleted to the point where the opposite happens. We need others to fill up our cup, which that sounds more selfish than being so self-love filled that you can share with others, right? So I think, like, it's interesting how we think about being selfish versus what it truly means. It feels like the latter, where, you know, where we're lacking our own self-love so much, where we really need others to fill up our cup, or we get frustrated or angry, that's where toxicity really leaks into relationships. So, you know, it's interesting to consider, like, why isn't self-love more popular around the world, not just in America? Or, like, it feels like there's a more recent, like, self-love movement post-COVID, which I love. I'm here for it. Practicing self-love not only improves our life experience by creating space and happiness in our daily lives, but it improves our relationship with others because we're not showing up depleted, like we just talked about. We improve our patience as a result of having made time for the things that matter to us, that make us feel loved, that make us feel whole, and as a result, share our time better with less irritability and more intention. And so not only do we improve our relationship with ourselves, we improve our friendships, our families, our family life, our community, how we show up. Ultimately, we impact so many more people than we directly interact with. Really allows us to act on love because our cup is full. And because our focus is internal, we create the space and capacity within us that would otherwise not exist. And by that existing, we can extend and reach others too. And so the biggest realization I had most recently was really that, like, recognizing how much I wasn't needing that love that I was craving before. And I realized this because I was giving myself the quality time that I wanted from a relationship. Because I'm giving myself so much more quality time, I'm not desperately looking for it outside of me. I've learned how to love myself, and I believe that is what attracts that love. It's really fascinating to look back now because I wrote about this at the end of December 2022, and it's true. Like, my life did shift as a result because I was able to focus on other things. I wasn't hyper-focused on my relationships with other people because I was managing my self-relationship. I was showing up for myself, and as a result, didn't need other people to do that for me. And of course, we need each other. Like, you know, we have an episode on the book Attached, which talks about how we are wired to need each other. We're physiologically and biologically wired to need relationships and one another. So by no means am I saying, like, you don't need anyone, but it is nice to want someone and not feel like, you know, your life depends on it. And so let's get into it. Briefly, I want to talk about the book, The Five Love Languages. I'm sure you've heard of it. It's a very, very famous book. If you haven't already read it or listened to it, I highly recommend it. The book essentially touches on how everyone expresses and receives love differently, which he discovered through being a couples therapist for many, many years. And in couples therapy, what he recognized was that someone's love language may be to show their love, whereas the person that they were giving that love to, their love language was gifts or physical touch. And so they didn't feel that they cared about them or that they loved them. And so no matter what that person, their partner did, they were kind of unhappy because they had a disconnect in their love languages. And so knowing your love language highlights that each of us have a primary and a secondary. And some people will say, like, my love languages are all five, but, you know, when you really do the quiz and get down to it, one is going to most likely be higher or greater than the other. And so the five love languages are words of affirmation, acts of service, receiving gifts, quality time, and physical touch. So knowing what your love language is and what your partner's love language is can really enhance your relationship. It allows you to connect more deeply. It allows you to feel seen, heard, understood. And so really, I think that is one of the biggest hurdles in connections, is the feeling of being understood, like not needing to translate your needs constantly. And the book is really great because it offers really practical advice that people can apply to their relationships and to their life, and it can be life-changing. I highly recommend listening to it or reading it, whichever method you prefer, but it really is very transformative and useful information. My top love language is quality time. And it was a really big aha moment for me when I realized that I had always been so busy, always on the go, never any downtime besides just the few minutes before going to bed. I couldn't, as a result, sleep much. I wasn't sleeping enough at all. I wasn't really nearly present enough. I had so much happening. That in itself is quite toxic. It's not a healthy lifestyle, so I do not recommend it. But that was my relationship with myself. That's, you know, it sounds like a toxic relationship in a sense, right? Because if you put it in the context of a partnership, like you wouldn't want your partner to never have time for you, to not spend, you know, to not have any conversations with you, just always being too tired, ready to go to bed, and then like just not having presence with each other. And so just as we value our relationships with others, it's really important that we value our relationship with ourselves first and foremost. The world is like a mirror and it's reflecting back to us what we give and really what we feel within us. So that whole saying, as within, so without, I hadn't even realized that I was giving myself my love languages until I was like journaling and I had this moment of like, whoa. And then I wrote an article about it on my blog that for the first time in a long time, I'm not craving love or feeling lonely. And it's because I take the time to read the books on my list. I go on walks and runs daily. I write. I speak out affirmations. I love to write and I'm writing. I'm giving myself that time to myself to do these things that I love. And as such, making time for the things I love to do, also giving myself quality time. I realized that by filling up my cup through the activities I love to do, they happened to be representative of my love languages because my first love language is quality time and then it's words of affirmation. Honestly, my cup became so full. And once your cup is full, you're able to attract that love into your life. You're able to attract that same fullness from somebody else. And I always thought it was a bit cliche to say this. And so now that I'm experiencing it, now that I've met someone who is also able to fill up their cup, who's also able to have boundaries and loves himself, I can see it so much more clearly. And I can see now how I could see how other partners were reflecting back to me the same tendencies I had, the level of criticism, the lack of commitment, the lack of availability, just the tendencies that I had was what I was also seeing in my partners. But, and that's why, you know, they always say people are the greatest mirrors for you to see what you need to work on. And like whatever is irritating you or really big frustration for you in terms of how someone is showing up for you, it's likely a reflection of how you're showing up. And it's really hard to see that because it's really hard for us to see our blind spots. And that's why working with a coach or having someone who is non-biased, who is able to help you see the things that you're not seeing, can really go such a long way. That's quite an intro, but I thought is valuable for us to have as far as a background and really understanding why it's valuable for us, being on the same page as to why it's important for us to care and invest in our love. It's important to know your love language and give yourself that love. Most of the time, it's completely free to do, and it's a matter of you prioritizing yourself. And by prioritizing yourself, as within, so without, others will prioritize you too. And shift your perspective to not consider it to be selfish, but really as a way of being more giving. It's selfish not to love yourself because then you're relying on others to love you in order to love yourself. You're creating a dependency, you're creating a neediness, whereas really loving yourself is of being self-reliant. It's of being self-reliant, which who doesn't want that, right? Like there is, people are attracted to autonomous, independent individuals for a reason, because it's not suffocating, right? It doesn't mean that you don't need a partner. Again, like we've talked about this already, so I won't repeat myself, but let's get into it. If your love language is quality time, then you need to give yourself your undivided attention by putting your phone away and putting distractions away and doing something that you enjoy. Like this is focus time for you. And that can be any mindful activity, right? Like it can be just relaxing, reading, journaling, going on a walk, maybe a walking meditation. It could be any type of walk. Really, like putting aside a 10-minute walk for yourself every day is a great way to give yourself this as part of your love language. It's like, you know, I'm going to take a 10-minute phoneless walk every morning, the first thing I do when I wake up, or I'm going to do it in the evening. Whenever you can, just give yourself that time and just be fully present. I think it's important to say, I think it's really important giving this distinction that it should be undivided time without your phone, without distractions, because a lot of times we think that time to ourselves includes our phones, but typically you're talking to other people, you're giving your energy away in one shape or another, whether you are in a chat, in a conversation. For many people, they're having multiple conversations, context switching, looking at different apps. That is very draining. You don't have to be running down the street and you don't have to be like physically exerting energy to be giving your energy away, right? Like it's giving your energy away is not just about like cooking, cleaning, running, or whatever. Like if you're sitting down on your couch, but you're on your phone all day with that phone, then you're still spending a lot of energy. So do an activity that gives you your full energy. You give it your full attention. It's about making time uninterrupted, focused, fully listening, fully present with yourself. And really, I want to ask you, when is the last time you've done this for yourself? Reflect on what activity that will be for you, that you can give yourself this focus time. And that's the thing. Like, I think if your love language is quality time, the thing you want to avoid is ignoring your needs. So it's really important to put yourself first and give yourself this time. Whatever it is that you do that you love, I mean, of course, it can include watching a show, but I think that what I've shared in terms of these examples, as far as journaling, going on a walk, etc., it's a form of rest for you as well. Like having digital downtime is a form of rest, one of the 7 types of rest that's out there. You're shooting 2 birds with 1 stone. The second one, if your love language is words of affirmation, words mean a lot to you. So whether it's speaking words of criticism or positivity, it's going to resonate very deeply with you. And so compliments mean a lot to someone that has words of affirmation as their love language. Along with compliments, like hearing encouragement, hearing someone appreciate you or give you praise for what you've done or for whatever it might be, that really resonates with you and it's really, really important to you. I really wholeheartedly stand by the power of words and our inner dialogue, especially making that mindful. It's my secondary love language. And so becoming aware of the words you say to yourself can be really, really powerful here. If this is your main love language, you need to hear positive messages and try to avoid really non-constructive criticism, like bashful criticism. I would suggest writing words of affirmation and repeating them daily. And if you can, at least twice a day, like that would be amazing, morning and night. Words of affirmation are so powerful because the more you repeat them, they create a neural pathway in your mind, in your brain. And for most of us, we already have this constant dialogue going in our head. It's helpful to have determine words that you want to say to yourself so that you can replace it. It creates like the opportunity for you to reframe what isn't serving you. You know, once you become aware of it, you catch yourself and you begin to replace them. The other thing you can do is create sticky notes as reminders and place them on your mirror, on your desk, in the bathroom mirror, on the bedroom door when you're stepping out. Maybe it's on the front door before you leave the house so that you're reminded and so that you get your words of affirmation, even if it doesn't come from others. With this exercise, we're trying to give ourselves our own love language. We're not trying to outsource it. The other thing you can do is start a gratitude journal and write words of affirmation. This combination of writing your affirmations, write your gratitude, writing your highlights of the day. So I have a notebook by Intelligent Change. It's called the 5-Minute Journal. And I gifted this journal and I love using it myself. I've used it for 2 years now and it's super helpful. It takes less than 5 minutes. I know it's called the 5-Minute Journal, but it usually takes me like a minute at night and in the morning to just write down what I'm most grateful for. Maybe 2 minutes, I don't know, but who's counting? And then to write down what would make the day better, what would make the day great, what have I learned this day? What is my affirmation? And what I really love about it is that it helps you build this habit that is really going to serve you. I highly suggest it, but even if you want to use a blank notebook, use that and fill up the page with words of encouragement for yourself. Fill up the page with words of appreciation for yourself. What do you love about yourself? What are you grateful for about who you are? What traits and qualities do you love and admire in yourself? Write it all down and give yourself that self-love. Another thing you can do is use the mirror and give yourself compliments. Give yourself compliments, whether it might be because you really love your hair or your skin or your eyes or whatever it might be. Like you love your freckles, to anything. Just look at yourself and pour love out to you and give yourself that love, that compliment, that praise, that appreciation, that encouragement. And maybe even in your journaling, right? Use a page to give yourself encouragement. What makes me uniquely me? What makes me who I am? What is it about me that is really specially me? Like if your name, the name April just came to my mind. Like what makes April uniquely April? What makes Jared uniquely Jared? And like write about you and give yourself that praise and encouragement and love. And I suggest doing this. I suggest writing and speaking affirmations daily, but even several times a week is good. Do it as often as you can. It just really helps a lot. And if it's hard for you to get your hands on a journal, then write it in your notepad, in the notes app of your phone. I use it all the time for my affirmations if I don't have a notebook handy. And it works great because you can also look back at it and be like, oh, this is so great. Like I was thinking this on this day. It's fun. The next one I want to cover is acts of service. So this is someone who really values when others do things that show they prioritize their needs, such as running errands or doing small things for them or even big things, right? They do things that show that they are there to help and support you. If this is your love language, then give yourself this by making yourself tea or coffee with your favorite creamer, or make your favorite meal for yourself. Maybe breakfast in bed. It's like doing these little things. Maybe the night before you go to bed, you get your coffee machine ready for the next morning. And so it's like, oh, it's like giving yourself this little treat. Maybe it's organizing your space and cleaning your room and like even making your bed each day. It just takes literally under 1 minute to make your bed every single day. And it is not only a super great way to start your day because you're starting your day with intention and purpose and you're spending your time doing things that are meaningful to you, but you're also organizing your space. You are gonna come home later to a made bed. It feels good. It gives you like a hotel feel. The other thing you can do is make time to do things off of your to-do list, your personal to-do list, and prioritize it. Make this a priority so that you don't feel depleted, because that's one way you become burnt out is when you deprioritize yourself and the things that are important to you. The next thing, number four, is receiving gifts. This is for anyone that feels most cared about and seen when they receive gifts. And obviously, it's gifts that I think for the most part, people thoughtfully picked out for them. So someone with this love language can really feel hurt by meaningless gifts. Someone that has this as their primary love language can really feel hurt by meaningless gifts, gifts that don't have any meaning or sentiment, or you just like got them something really randomly. It's not to mistake this with like them being materialistic, but it's really more about the meaning and sentiment behind the gift for these people. If this is you, then order yourself flowers. Have it come to the office. Order yourself chocolates. Maybe get yourself flowers on your way home. Like whatever it might be, give yourself a gift. It's a small gesture that will go a long way for yourself and it will really boost your mood. And that's, I think, what it's about, right? Like, boost your serotonin. The other thing is like you can give yourself something you've been eyeing. It doesn't have to be a special occasion for you to treat yourself or to give yourself a gift that would really fill up your cup. And I think it's like little things. Like for instance, you may have been wanting to try a mascara. Like get yourself that as a gift and consider it a gift. Get yourself something to thank yourself, to appreciate yourself, to encourage yourself, to motivate yourself, to really celebrate who you are and not needing other people to do it for you. Like it's empowering to know that, hey, like I can get myself this as a gift and I can get myself flowers. So funny, Miley Cyrus's song. I didn't think about that when I wrote this, but I love it. We're on the same wavelength. So the last one is physical touch. People with physical touch as their love language feel love, safety, and care through the warmth of a touch, hug, or holding hands, or any sort of physical closeness. So if this is with your partner, it's like cuddling is important to them. Sitting next to each other is important to them. So if this is you, and obviously, again, here we're talking about giving yourself your love language, then get a massage or give yourself a massage. I mean, so necessary, especially for most people, how we're like crouching, working on computers, or like even if your job is more physical, body can definitely use a massage. We all have knots and kinks and whatnot. And so the other thing you can do is every day when you shower, apply lotion after you shower and give yourself a massage when you're applying lotion or oil, whatever it is you use. Really give yourself that time. Taking a warm bath can do wonders. And really get cozy with comfortable pajamas under a blanket. Like having cozy pajamas in of itself, that's like a soft touch. That can also help you feel physically warm and cozy and comfy. Stretch, give yourself, do yoga. Your body benefits in so many ways, especially if physical touch is your love language. This might sound funny, but give yourself a hug. I know it sounds a bit odd, but it works. Like just wrap your arms around yourself and hug yourself. So I have a friend who she shared this trick with me that every time she would do knee to nose in yoga, she would kiss her knee to as a way of appreciation and love to herself. So, hey, like do that. Kiss your knee every time it comes close. Like kiss yourself, hug yourself. You know, I'm not saying like full on, like, I mean, do whatever you want. But my point is giving yourself that love and care can go a long way. And I'm sure there are other ways that I'm missing. These are just some ideas. And so if you have ideas for things that you do, whether it's for physical touch, receiving gifts, acts of service, words of affirmation, or quality time, please share them. I'm sure others will benefit from it too. I'd love to hear from you as well. If you haven't already taken the quiz and don't know your, and you're curious to know what your love language is, you can Google the 5 love languages quiz and so many options will pop up for you. But I think there is one by the book itself. So that will probably be the most trusted one. And yeah, you can see which one is for you so that you can give yourself the love and care that you really need and find ways to emulate that love in your daily life for yourself. To love yourself is really to create a dynamic shift of intentionality and creating more of what you love and desire into your life experience. It's ultimately activating an untouchable superpower. It's very clear when people love themselves and cultivate a relationship with themselves because the level of confidence that they exude is not of arrogance, is not of selfishness, it's of genuine, unconditional presence. It's beingness that they're able to exude because they give themselves that love. Their mind doesn't then seek distractions when they're spending time with you or engaged in conversations with you or sharing any sort of space or event with you. And I think that is energy that's super magnetic and it makes people want to spend more time with you too. So really there's so many benefits when it comes to giving yourself your own love language and filling up your cup. And I'd love to hear what are things you do to show love to yourself. And do they correlate with your love language? Are there things you do already? And do you feel like, oh, wow, those are my love languages? And if you don't know your love language, please take the quiz. Let me know your thoughts, share your comments, share your feedback. To quickly summarize, giving yourself your love language, if it's words of affirmation, positive self-talk, affirmations, really reaffirming yourself, your self-worth is going to go a long way. If acts of service is for you, then doing things that you personally find relieving or supportive in a way that helps you with your needs and responsibilities. If it's quality time, then really spending uninterrupted time, giving yourself focused time, undivided attention to do things that you enjoy and find relaxing, and really by way of also getting really meaningful rest. And if it's receiving gifts, treat yourself to gifts. Do things that make you feel acknowledged and happy. Give yourself the gifts that mean a lot to you. You know, you can buy yourself flowers. As Miley Cyrus says, and if it's physical touch, engage in activities that make you feel physically good, whether that's massage, taking a bath, exercising, doing yoga, whatever it might be, self-massage with lotion. And lastly, acts of service, doing things that you personally find relieving or supportive in ways that would honor your needs and the responsibilities that you have that would help you feel like you are taken care of. Just to quickly reiterate why this is important, giving yourself self-love improves really your overall self-esteem. As we talked about at the beginning of the episode, it reduces anxiety and depression. It really boosts your mood and it makes you more magnetic to be around. It builds confidence, it builds self-appreciation. You honor your boundaries more. Like when you are able to give yourself your own love language and you're able to take care of yourself and care for yourself in ways that are meaningful to you, right? It's important that keyword, it's meaningful to you based on your love language, then your self-relationship becomes so strong that others can't necessarily deter it. And really, as a result, you will have better relationships. It's just a byproduct and it's a massive, massive benefit. You love yourself, and by doing so, you can have and engage in more healthy and loving relationships with other people. So it's a win-win for everyone involved. Of course, there are barriers that we have when it comes to giving ourselves our own love language, whether it's like past trauma or low self-esteem. And this is where I can help you. I love working with you on digging deep, finding those first memories, those first core beliefs that have established this pattern for you, and we can undo it. We can release the emotions that are attached to it. We can unlearn it and replace it with beliefs that will serve you, that will empower you, that will propel you. And so I can't recommend it enough. It's changed my life, it's changed my clients' lives, and it can change your life too. In terms of, you know, what I shared, I always recommend everyone to get a journal. Journaling is really a form of self-therapy. Brain dump. What are the barriers you find when it comes to doing this type of work? And then, you know, you can start with small steps today. Always small steps. Small steps are the most meaningful, most impactful thing we can do. So, you know, setting these simple, achievable goals to begin practicing self-love in your life in a structured way. So, you know, like I mentioned, going on a 10-minute walk, that is really small. Maybe start doing that twice a week, three times a week, even once a week. And then next week you'll do it twice. And the week after you do it three times, like build up slowly. You don't have to like build up that dramatically, but build up as you need, make it work for you. Because the goal here is longevity. There's no competition with who's doing how much, who's doing more. It's more about what works for you so that you can maintain it, so that we can continue doing it. And really, I just encourage as many simple, like small things that you can do, like affirmations is super small, like setting up your coffee or tea the night before so that it's ready, doing a little bit of a breakfast in bed, applying lotion. Like these are small things, and I'm sure you can find other ways in which you can give yourself that, like whatever it might be for you. But it's important to start. It's just You will gain so much by incorporating these practices into your daily routine, and I'm really excited for you to try it if you haven't already. I want to close with this. Remember that loving yourself is not a luxury. It's a necessity. Every single thing you do as an act of self-love is a building block towards a stronger, more resilient, more confident, more radiant version of you. And so, why should you love yourself? Because your relationship with yourself is the most important relationship you'll ever have. It's a famous quote. And because you are your longest commitment. You came into this life as you, and you will always, always have you. And so fostering this relationship with you is key to being happy and resilient and unbothered, really. Like, unbothered in my mind is a state where you're not reactive or dependent on other people to be a certain way in order for you to be happy. You deserve the same compassion, the same time, the same effort that you give to other people. So start small, perhaps with a kind word to yourself or a small treat that will brighten your day. I feel like who couldn't use a word of affirmation? Write something beautiful and stick it on your front door and leave it every day seeing that. Do something that really brightens your day. Embrace the profound truth that you are worth your own self-love and care. Let's take this understanding, let's take this knowing, and allow it to transform into our daily actions that will make self-love a natural part of our day-to-day lives. Because remember, the way you treat yourself sets the standard for the way others around you also treat you. So set that standard high, and your level of dependence is going to change so much, because if other people aren't able to meet you there and they're not able to meet your standard, then guess what? You have you. You already have that. You're already meeting that. I cannot emphasize this enough, you guys. I used to crave love so much. Like, it was like my entire being would be craving love. And now I don't. I already have that love within me. I'm meeting them because they add value to my life, but it's not a need, because it brings more joy, more expansion, and it's like our love grows more together, but it's not a need. It's not from a place of I have to have because I don't have it. And so set the standard high, allow yourself to shine from within, love yourself deeply, and let yourself love define your journey of life and what really happiness means to you. Because I think that our ability, our self-love, is such a test and a lesson for every single one of us. If you resonate with this, I hope that you will consider sharing it with someone that also needs to hear it. I hope that it made an impression on you. I hope that it motivated you, it inspired you. Please let me know if it did. It means so much to me to hear from you and know how these episodes are landing with you, if they're resonating with you. If you can, please take a second to rate the podcast on your favorite platform, wherever you're listening to it right now. It makes such a massive difference for me, and I truly appreciate it. I truly appreciate you. And if there's anything I can do to improve the podcast, please share it with me. I love hearing feedback. I feel like it's one of my passions in life is self-improvement and self-growth. And so please, please feel free to share it with me. And quickly, I just wanted to mention that I am taking on new one-on-one personalized coaching clients. So if you would like to work on your limiting beliefs, on patterns that are keeping you stuck, on achieving goals that you feel like you're going in circles with, that you feel like you're stuck on, I'm here to help you do that. It is my passion. It's my bread and butter. I love helping you in achieving your goals and creating a plan that is robust and having really deep, meaningful conversations and tackling whatever it is that is holding you back, identifying your blind spots and rewiring and changing that story from the root. It's so powerful. So let me know if you have any questions. I'm sending you so much love. Thank you for spending time with me. And until next time, thank you.